bring in Joe Fisher, whose hair is often compared to Mr. T. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. And before we talk about Vanderbilt, that Cleveland-Tampa Bay game last night, three Vanderbilt pitchers ended up appearing in that one. David Price started for Tampa Bay. Jeremy Sowers got the win for Cleveland, and along the way, Jensen Lewis pitched. He got roughed up a little bit, but has to make Tim Corbin proud to see his guys all playing in the same game.
What a crazy game. You know, David Price leaves the game leading 10-0, but by his own admission, not pitching well. He was averaging, in his mind, about 10 pitches per at-bat. He got to 100 pitches in 3.5 innings.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and so he left the game, and then here comes the rally. And Jeremy Sowers ends up getting the win. So, but yeah, it was kind of, I guess, baseball for Vanderbilt. Cleveland is the adopted team. Football for Vanderbilt is the Bears. So that's kind of the way it's worked out.
And Jeremy came in through strikes. You know, it was really good to see him pitching more aggressively, which is what he needs to do.
Yeah, I'm glad he got the chance to come back up as quickly as he did after being sent down, and hopefully he'll settle in and get to stay for a while.
Jensen pitched a lot in that series against the Reds.
Yeah, he's been used a lot this year. They really have, not only in middle relief, but as a closer, too. He's pitched in both situations and getting a lot of appearances. His velocity's back up where they like it, but they're sort of battling through some things there with their pitching staff in Cleveland. Hopefully those two can help solidify it a little bit.
And, Joe, a nice article in the Pittsburgh paper on Pedro Alvarez, who got off to a slow start in Class A with Lynchburg and has been on a tear lately. Power numbers are up, and they say that his makeup, his attitude, is just off the charts.
Yep, that's great. You always worry, at least I did, when a guy goes through that sitting out period that he did, how people are going to react when he does come back. And Pedro was one of those guys that a lot of times would get off to a little bit of a slow start, but then when he caught fire, look out. And he's the kind of player that could carry a team, you know, on his back. He did that with the Commodores. And I'm not surprised he's heated up now. His attitude is great. He wants to play. I think he was smart enough going in that he knew that there might be a little bit of adversity early on because he sat out the year. He said all the right things and done all the right things. And I don't think it'll be very long before you'll see him starting to move up the ladder.
Well, Joe, for you, the game prep for the NCAA tournament won't be too bad because you've already seen two of the teams that will be in Vanderbilt's regional. You get MTSU on Friday and then either Louisville or Indiana after that.
I think this is really about as close to a true regional as we've had in a long time in terms of teams being from this area. This was the closest one to us. And if you look down the list of all these regionals, there are a lot of them that are made up of teams that did not have to travel very far, maybe with one exception, like a Minnesota having to go to Baton Rouge or Army having to go to Texas. But for the most part, I think you saw the committee really trying to keep more teams close to home. MTSU, a two seed, well-deserved. You know, they won their championship. They split with Vanderbilt this year. Each team won the home game. And then, of course, Vanderbilt went to Louisville earlier this year in a non-conference game and won in extra innings, a game that Mike Minor actually came in and got the save in. But what I think is really interesting, or at least probably maybe positive in some ways, is Vanderbilt's going to a park that's a little bit different. It's completely turf. There's no dirt on the only dirt on the field is the pitcher's mound. Everything else, home plate, all the bases, are on the artificial turf. And a lot of folks will look at that and kind of think it's a little difficult to get used to. Our guys seem to like it. The infielders said they really like the fact you got more true rolls and true hops off of it than off the natural grass and off the dirt, and they settled right in. So there may be a comfort factor there that Vanderbilt carries in that could be helpful.
Joe, did Roberts pitch against Vanderbilt when they played this season?
No, he did not.
And that's going to be the big matchup.
Oh, yeah.
He was 12-1 for them. He had a great season, or rather 10-1, so we'll probably see what Roberts against Minor Gray go in the first game.
Yeah, well, you're going to see Minor pitch the first game, for against MTSU, and then they'll go the rotation after that. But I think it's interesting when you've played teams that you usually only play midweek, like in MTSU, you know, they're pitching their guys that aren't their weekend guys, and so are we. So it kind of changes up the matchup now because you're going to go with your aces in these games because it's very important to try to find some way to win that first one. You don't want to dig a hole into the loser's bracket right off the bat. So, a lot of teams will think they have enough confidence to be able to flip pitching rotations and save their ace for a second game. That would be a winner's bracket game. But I don't think Vanderbilt can do that, certainly not against a team like MTSU.
What do you think about him using the 10-run rule in a tournament situation?
Are you talking about the SEC tournament or the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, the SEC tournament where you know SEC. Vanderbilt beat Arkansas on Saturday in seven innings.
Well, since we were leading by 10, I liked it.
Right.
Actually, it's one of those things that in just the interest of time and pitching, it probably is a good idea. And we really, I was thinking about this the other day, if we had lost that first game on Saturday, the conference would have had a nightmare on its hands because LSU did not finish its second game until almost midnight on that Saturday. And if we had lost, we would have had to play that game before them. So LSU would have either played starting after midnight or had to get up and play early the next morning before a noon start for a championship game. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about these regionals and how they're done and different conferences do them differently, and the ACC has got a format. It's a round robin, basically. You're 2-4 team brackets. You play round robin in your bracket. The winner of each bracket plays each other for the championship. There's some talk in some people's minds, maybe not in the SEC, but in other places, that might be something to think about, just in the interest of time.
Joe, thanks as always. We're out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.